How about our heart health? What's your heart doing these days? Are you aware of if you have AFib or what AFib is? It's a common form of irregular heart rhythm. We'll get more information of that from our two doctors today. We have Dr. Michael Gibson and also Dr. Paul Burton joining us to talk about AFib and some Heartline study that may help us understand it more and help us deal with something that could be a severe problem with it. Doctors, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Let's start with you, Dr. Gibson, a little bit. If you can give us a little insight, I guess, into AFib, which is the short way of what? Atrial fibrillation or something like that, right?
Boy, that is a mouthful. That is the fancy medical term, atrial fibrillation, to describe this. But it's pretty simple. It's an irregular beating of your heart. And it's called palpitations. And that's another fancy medical word. But what it means is your heart skips a beat, and your heart kind of feels like it's pounding and jumping out of your chest. Those are the kinds of symptoms that some people will have. Now, 6 million people in the United States have AFib. Here's the problem. 1 out of 3 people don't even know they have it. And we also know that 1 in 7 strokes are due to this atrial fibrillation. So we have, strokes out there, and we have people, the only way they get diagnosed with atrial fibrillation is when they have a stroke. So what we want to do is raise awareness of this and educate people about it. And the Heartline study is aimed at seeing, can we help possibly for people to find out that they have this rhythm?
So tell us about this Heartline study. How does somebody get involved with it, and what exactly is being studied, and how is it being studied?
Heartline is a great way for people over the age of 65. I think that's key for people listening right now to know that you have to be over 65 to come into the study. You do not have to have atrial fibrillation. You have to have original Medicare. And you go to heartline.com, and the system is nice and easy to follow. It takes you through the study, and you get randomized to either an Apple Watch or no Apple Watch. You have to have an Apple iPhone 6S or newer. You go to heartline.com, you get randomized into the study. Now, if you get randomized to...
Dr. Burton, speaking up a little bit, you have to have an Apple involved.
Yes, you have to have an Apple iPhone, and then you get randomized to a watch or no watch. And if you get randomized to the watch, you can then purchase that at what we call study-specific pricing. So we've worked very hard to make sure that affordability is not an issue. You can purchase the watch, or there's even a no-cost loan option where you just take the watch and then you return it at the end of the study. So it's easy to come into. The system takes you through the enrollment and the randomization into the study. And the feedback has been great. We have many thousands of people enrolled in the study today, all over 65, like I say. And the engagement and the feedback has been great. So people really enjoy it. And as Dr. Gibson says, you can do all of this and participate in a great piece of research right from the comfort of your own home.
What will you be doing with this research? What is the findings that you're hoping to get, or what is the purpose of the study, in a sense?
So what we want to do is to be able to bring the knowledge and the scientific medical knowledge that Johnson & Johnson brings, partner it with the great technology of the Apple Watch, and ask the question, if you combine the technology of the watch with a great app that engages people, so the Heartline app, can you detect atrial fibrillation? Can you get people back, funnel them back to their physician? And in doing that, can you reduce the risk of people, as Dr. Gibson says, of having a stroke, a heart attack, or some terrible event like that? So that's really the aim of this Heartline study.
Do you know if this study came about through the medical end or the technological end? Or was it a partnership that was kind of working towards that? Because every type of technology always looked to see what fields that they could apply themselves to. Or do you know how that kind of was brought together?
Yeah, it's been a great collaboration. It's taken a long time to design the study, but Johnson & Johnson and Apple, we came together. We both have a great interest at Johnson & Johnson in stroke and cardiovascular disease. Apple have done great work to really make sure that the watch is population. So it was a great partnership. It really was just a natural partnering.
Dr. Gibson, are there causes for AFib or, you know, predisposition to it, or is it just something that occurs with a heart for that's malfunctioning in some way?
Yeah, good question. Some of the risk factors are, importantly, older age. So if you're 65 or older, we know that 70% of the cases of AFib are in the older people. So that's why we're enrolling older people. Also, elevations of your blood pressure, a little bit of overweight, diabetes. These are things that put you at risk as well.
If people want to be a part or find out about this study, where do they go get information for it?
Yeah, so it's very simple. If they go to Heartline, HEARTLINE.com, they can sign up there. All the information is there. It will take them through, direct them. It's very simple. And as I say, the feedback has been great. People love the study, and it's been really engaging. So it should be a great way for people to do some nice heart-healthy research, Heartline.com, and look after their heart.
Sounds good. Probably also giving some good heart-healthy advice and things like that, too, as well. And anybody who is involved in that probably have a little bit more of a drive to, you know, be better health as well.
Yeah.
So it benefits them that way. Gentlemen, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing this great new study that's going out now. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having us.
Dr. Michael Gibson, also Dr. Paul Burton joining us this morning, talking about the Heartline study.